I'm going to go right to the big news.
There's more fighting in the center of Tahrir Square as we speak, and these people simply worried their revolution is being lost.
I don't see how the party of the family is going to adopt an immigration policy which destroys families that have been here a quarter century.
He sprayed us once, and immediately we were blinded. I couldn't breathe because every time I breathed in, more pepper spray was dripping down my face into my mouth.
You can hear it all there. Pepper spray in the zeitgeist. We're going to talk about that. Also, Tahrir Square, the demonstrators are back, and Newt Gingrich is back on top of the GOP field. Oh, my goodness. Jeff Yang writes the Dow Jones, that's T-A-O column, Dow Jones column for the Wall Street Journal, and blogs for our co-producer WNYC's It's a Free Country. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Farai Chidea is a journalist and blogger at Farai.com. Good morning, Farai. Farai?
Yes, I'm here.
Where are you?
I am in my mom's house.
Oh, I see. You were in Buenos Aires last week.
I was in Buenos Aires. Now I'm in Baltimore. What can I say?
And what was your latest tweet, Farai?
Oh, let's see. I probably tweeted something about Turkey. I can't even remember. Or about playing polo. I took polo lessons. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be part of the 1%, but I'm really part of the 99.
All right, Farai Chidea, we've got a formidable Twitter competitor here with you in the form of Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist and director of the Hayden Planetarium. Neil, you're sticking with us?
I can hang with you. Go on.
What's your Twitter handle?
Neil Tyson, N-E-I-L-T-Y-S-O-N. Thanks for asking.
And you tweet the universe?
I tweet brain droppings on the universe. Yeah, that's
great.
Really what it is.
All right, and so your last tweet was not about Turkey.
It was about Thanksgiving, actually. What I, if I could give it briefly, I said a couple of years ago I was at a Thanksgiving dinner, and everyone, before we ate, thanked God in sequence, and it got to me, and I thanked advances in science for high productivity farming, and then I got booed at the table.
Great, and probably not a lot of retweeting there. Jeff Yang, how about you?
I've actually been tweeting for the past couple of days on this hashtag that ended up trending on Twitter, Asian Thanksgiving, because for whatever reason, this ended up being almost like a meme, Asian people talking about
really?
How their Thanksgiving are different. Yeah, because we're, you know, immigrant families. I mean, Thanksgiving's really all about, in some ways, immigrants surviving in a strange land. But we have turkey, and then we have, like, 8 trillion other kinds of Asian food alongside it. So it's almost like 3 meals in one, you know.
All right. So Jeff Yang, Farai Chidea, and Neil deGrasse Tyson, our panel to fill out the Friday week. What do you make, Farai, of the resurgence of Newt Gingrich and what some said in that GOP debate earlier this week was a very strong showing by Michelle Bachmann even?
Well, you know, I think that the fact that Newt Gingrich was able to, although he's backed a hair away from it, address the fact that immigration in America is more complicated than just demonizing people who cross the border illegally.
You're referring to his seemingly moderate position on immigration at the debate.
Exactly. You know, even he has backed away because he realizes it's a bit of a third rail in the Republican contest. But the fact of the matter is, people would not cross the border illegally if employers didn't employ them in order to do the work that people, I won't say Americans don't want to do, but Americans don't want to do at the price that's being paid. Everything from plucking chickens to harvesting tomatoes to taking care of the young people and elderly. And so he actually spoke a bit of sense that resonated with a group of people. There were other moments of nonsense in the debate, my favorite being the Santorum remark that Africa was a country. But, you know. We'll avoid that for now. But I think that, you know, Gingrich, for all of his failings, and there are many, is someone who actually understands many issues on a deeper level than some of the other candidates.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know, whether you agree or disagree with Newt Gingrich, it seemed refreshing to have a formidable intellect up there. I get so sick and tired of the soundbite approach to political debates these days, but there was something interesting about listening to Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard for Newt to distinguish himself from the rest of that group by just simply speaking intelligent things. And he has a certain academic curiosity. I've met him several times, and anytime he's through New York, he always visits the museum because we're a trove of intellectual curiosity.
Well, he's a huge history buff, and he's a Teddy Roosevelt maniac.
Exactly, too. And Teddy Roosevelt is sort of the patron saint of the American Museum of Natural History with a statue of him out front.
Yes.
So if I were to pick a Republican candidate, I being an academic myself, I would lean towards his the depth of his academic curiosity.
All right, which is independent of necessarily his political positions that sometimes cause problems with him with the Bill Clinton in the 90s. Jeff Yang on Gingrich?
You know, it's interesting because I remember having a conversation online with people about Gingrich's performance, and Somebody actually came up with this line that he's kind of like a dumb guy's idea of what a smart guy should sound like, which may be a little unfair to him. He is obviously
maybe a little unfair. Yeah.
But he's
or to the people you're calling dumb who think of him as smart.
I mean, clearly he's distinguishing himself because he's at the very least talking outside the boundary of the sort of 15-second quick grab that everybody else is. In fact, you know, when he talks, he pontificates. He actually goes on.
Well, he says things like, we're not a serious country. If I was president, we'd be a serious country. Maybe we'd sabotage Iran's, refinery over there and cut off their gasoline supply. Let's shift gears here. How does pepper spray make it into the zeitgeist with that UC Davis film for I Today? And what do you think it means for police activity in the U.S.?
Well, you know, I think that the UC Davis film, which showed basically an officer just casually spraying students the way that you would spray your lawn for pests.
Who now is online as a character in all kinds of still pictures, basically.
Exactly.
There's millions of them.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen ones that reference the civil rights movements, ones that have cartoon characters. There was one that had Guernica with a pepper spray. This has definitely become a meme because I think that no matter what people feel about Occupy movements or protest in general, there is a fundamental level at which you want to treat human beings like human beings. And this was a moment where it certainly seemed that there were better ways to resolve the situation, to say the least. And no matter where you fall along the political spectrum, basically treating people as like garden pests is just beyond the pale. So I think that this really reinforces that we are at a moment of, if not class warfare, at least class conflict on a significant level that we haven't really seen in a couple decades.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, the non-lethal pepper spray, technological advance or something of a regression as it's played out?
Yeah. First, I'm old enough to remember Kent State.
There you
so
go.
Pepper spray is better than bullets, all right, if I had to compare the two. But there's something that never gets mentioned here. First of all, that the right to protest is in the First Amendment country.
Right.
So when we all see protesters, we should celebrate the fact that not only do we live in a country where that's not only encouraged, it is constitutionally protected, but also if it never leads to conflict, such as a pepper spray versus student, if it never leads to conflict, the press has less to talk about. So in fact, the most successful protests, this is what's never talked about, the most successful protests are those that ultimately end up in some kind of protester police conflict. The water hoses on the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
Once you have those images, then you galvanize people who might not have otherwise been in your movement.
And indeed,
itself.
People who spoke with us said that it's only going to cause the movement to grow. Jeff Yang, you want to take us out? Less than a minute.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I think that the internet has actually made that kind of taking of these images and broadcast them that much faster. One other meme that actually has popped up out of this pepper spraying thing, I wrote about this actually for It's a Free Country, is that on Fox News, Megyn Kelly, one of their anchors and commentators, tried to kind of diminish the effect of this by basically saying that this pepper spray was derived from peppers. It's a food product, essentially, right?
And so that's been
people have been taking that and using
it. It's organic.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, we got to go. That's a great way to end, though, Jeff, on a sort of a food thing. Jeff Yang writes the Dow Jones column for the Wall Street Journal. Fry Today, a journalist and blogger at fry.com. And happy Thanksgiving to Neil deGrasse Tyson at the Hayden Planetarium, astrophysicist. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great Black Friday, folks. I'm John Huckenberry. Celeste is out today. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.